Well, let's go now to the European Union. We do that with Dr. Rob Congdon. And Rob has a long time experience in the European Union, living there for many, many years. Two or three times a year, he travels back to that part of the world, but stays on top of everything that's going on. And Rob, I've got to talk to you about the European Union elections that took place this week. The French far right have caused somewhat of an earthquake in their win in this European Union election. And you need to define for everybody, this was not for all three branches of the government of the European Union, but simply for the election of the parliament, and explain how that takes place and what about the uproar that did take place with these election results.
The European Union really consists of three parts. We've talked many times about the European Union Commission. That's a body of men and women, 28 of them, that represent each of the 28 countries in the European Union. Those people are not elected. They are appointed within their own countries, and the appointment is really based on who they know, what people think they can do, some things, but it's not an election. There's also the European Council, which consists of the leaders of the 28 countries, the presidents, prime ministers, etc. Obviously, they are elected back in their home countries, but again, it is an automatic position in the EU. What this election was for the parliament. Over 400 members, they're representatives from the 28 countries. The people of the countries vote for these people, elect them, and they go to the parliament. The parliament, I have often said, is simply described, in my view and many others, as really a debating society where they discuss policies of Europe and the European Union. So it isn't as much of a law-creating body as we think of in parliaments. That's more the function of the commission. But it is a important representative and picture of the people in the European Union, the citizens, the average citizens of the EU. So that was who was elected. What this election reflected most of all was that the people are turning against the established elite leadership of the European Union. They are turning against the immigration policies of the EU and reflecting just a general concern that the EU isn't being strong enough and taking action quickly enough. So that's what the vote was. It has shaken up the establishment people. And back home in the individual countries, it has a much greater impact, for it's really reflecting what the citizens are thinking within a country and how they may vote in the next public elections for their own people within their government.
Very interesting statement you made. It has shaken up the leaders of the European Union, the members of the council, the heads of each of the 28 member states. In fact, I understand that they got together in Brussels, Belgium this week and tried to lay out a strategic plan to deal with this whole situation. These voters in this European election got the attention of the leaders of the council. What's their strategy going to be?
Well, it did get their attention. I don't think they agree with the people totally, because once you're into the EU in a leadership position, you are driven by the whole ideology of the EU. That is a single government concept. What I think we're going to see, the leaders have come together because they recognize they need some support of the people back home. I think this is going to push the leadership for a stronger European Union that reacts quicker and in a more visibly strong manner. The Ukraine has shown the EU to be very slow to respond and not really taking strong positions. Prophetically, I think this is a big step, because now what's going to happen is the leadership, if you will, is going to pull together like circling the wagons. They're going to get stronger, and I think they're going to try to proceed in their plans in a direction that we would almost expect to see in a potential final world empire.
And that is a part of a prophetic scenario, of course, for the end times found in God's Word. Always we have a conversation with Rob Congdon, and we come to what the Bible says will happen in the future. And speaking of that, the Ukraine also elected a new president. He's got his job laid out for him. He's going to try to unite his country. He's going to have to talk with Putin, the president of Russia. But he seems to be leaning towards the European Union. That's a part of an end-time struggle as well.
That's right. Actually, the heart of the troubles in the Ukraine has been over whether the Ukraine should be a part of the European Union or whether it should remain under the influence of Russia. The new man elected in the Ukraine, their new leader, Poroshenko, clearly is declaring the EU is his direction. We expect to see in next month, which is just a couple days away, but sometime in June, an agreement for trade between the European Union and Ukraine, a free trade agreement that has traditionally always been the first step toward moving toward union with the European Union. So he's obviously laying out almost at the very beginning a sign that points and says, European Union is where I intend to go. But on the same token, he's talked to about meeting with Putin, discussing issues with Putin, and seeing what can be done. This man wants to unite Ukraine. Putin needs a Ukraine, or at least a part of the Ukraine, that is basically under his influence to protect him from the European Union. So at this point, it looks like the problem is really not solved, and it's a question of who will come in to support Poroshenko and which way he continues to go, because right now he's clearly indicated the EU is his direction.
And that is going to be a scene that we're going to see for the last days, because the European Union, which we believe is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, and of course Russia, play key roles in the end times. Dr. Rob Congdon with this report on the elections, both in the Ukraine and the European Union this last week. Very important information as we watch the world prepare for what is going to happen according to Bible prophecy. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.